Hey, you guys, we are back. I know we've been gone for a minute, but we are back. You know, we're still trying to figure out this whole podcasting thing. Well, I am, at least. Kirk can act like he got his whole life together.
Yeah.
But whatever. But anyways, we are back. I am Princess.
And I'm Kirkland.
And he's Kirkland. So I guess I'll reintroduce myself so Kirkland can reintroduce himself.
Oh, okay. All right.
If he wants to. Well, I'm pretty sure we have new listeners. I am a lifestyle, personal life and style blogger, and I am a photographer right here in our beautiful city of Atlanta.
Georgia.
I love photography. I love blogging. So I find a way to marry the two.
How much do you love them?
A whole lot, Kirkland. You always know I love photography. So I really love being, I love being in front of the camera. And I also love, truly love being behind the camera, capturing content for my clients. So that's pretty much what I do. I create content for myself. I do the same thing for my clients when I'm not blogging. I'm on the couch watching Netflix.
It's mostly Hulu, y'all.
Hulu and Netflix. Of course, we host a creation staycation right here in Atlanta. We have done one in Miami. Creation staycation is pretty much an official content creation weekend when we get together with our creative friends and we create content for our blogs, podcasts, social media, whatever, you name it. I also do Coffee with Princess, which is a monthly coffee meeting with someone from my audience who need help, whatever they need help with. I take an hour out of my day, have coffee with them and help them. But you guys also know I am a blogger's coach, so I do a monthly course where I teach you something. One of the things I get questions about all the time, I will answer one of your questions through a course. And I also coach new bloggers and new photographer. That's a lot about me. Like, I can go on and on, but I'm not.
She can,
so,
y'all. She can.
Kirkland, tell the people.
Okay, so last time we talked about ourselves, I spent 15 seconds on myself, and she spent 3 minutes and 32 seconds.
I'm sorry, I know.
So this time, I'm going to take 3 minutes and 39 seconds to tell you all about myself.
That's a whole 6 minutes.
That's good. So, hello, everyone. I'm Kirkland, the editor-in-chief, owner, creator, whatever you want to call it, of XLTribe.com. That is a big and tall men's fashion blog. I am focused on changing the perception of men through fashion. And
I'm just here for the men part of it, so.
And I'm here for the mental health of it. So, let's get on board with what's actually supposed to be happening.
I personally feel like, if I was single, for the record, I am in a relationship. Bae, if you're listening, I am in a relationship. But, for the record, if I was a single girl, I swear I would be on Kirkland's IG. I'd be in these dudes' DMs, sliding the DMs.
They'd thank God. Good. I don't want none of that. Go ahead. That isn't the case. She is a spoken for woman. So, lay, fellas, get out. Get out. Don't even got no thoughts. Anyway. So, I run a big and tall men's brand, and we're focused on making men's health better and things like that. So, what we focus on mainly is kind of serving fashion through giving outfit style tips. I do that mostly on the gram. I do monthly outfits. I inspire the guys through showing them other big and tall men who are fashionably. I try to tell different stories.
Was it fashionable or fashionably?
Whatever, girl, you know what the difference is. God, you're correcting me.
Yeah, okay.
And so I feel like mostly that's what we're focused on at the moment. Of course, I have big dreams. One of those dreams is to open my own clothing store. First, of course, like everything else, you start online. But one day, I want a location, a store that you pull the door open and everything in there fits you. That's my dream. So I've started a Poshmark store to get rid of my gently used items to help you know, guys, of course, at the beginning, it's my gently used clothes. But once the sales start rolling in, I have a plan for all of my tall guys, for all of my short guys. I have plans to my short, bigger guys, and then my taller guys. And then my, I guess, in between those two guys, I plan on, you know, making sure that I go around to different stores, find things that are fashionable, dope, maybe that you guys don't have access to, and bring them to you via my Poshmark store. So, Poshmark link will be in the bio. Go ahead, patronize it. But I'm also a photographer. I'm also
a blogger. Okay, this bio is getting
to me. Uh-huh, because I want y'all to know about me. So, basically, that's the gist of what I do. So now we're going to jump right into the episode.
We're going to drop. Is it drop or dive? We're going to dive right in. Okay, so we were sitting here trying to think of how to repurpose or redirect this podcast. Well, while Kirkhead was talking all about himself, I came up with a way we can.
You did?
Yes, I did. I think instead of making the podcast, because I think that's probably the problem too. We thought we had a structure for the podcast, but I feel like it's too much work. I guess maybe part of me is I don't want another job. Like,
this feels like a job.
It's becoming something else that I have to do. Now, you guys know I have a whole, I have so much going on. Like, a girl is busy. So I think what we should do is, instead of making it this so serious podcast, I think you and I should just make it us, because we sit here and talk
all day long.
All day long.
That's what I was trying to get you to do from the beginning.
Fine, let's do it. So we're just going to sit here and talk about the things we actually talk about. And like on Sunday, right now, I'm here for the money. I want to talk about money. I want to make more money. I set money goals.
I want to make the money.
Kirkland, when I make money, my team and I, we have weekly, monthly, yearly money goals that we set. And every time we make our money goals, there's things we're supposed to do to celebrate. So I just want to talk about money. So half of the time, that's what Kirkland and I were talking about. Money, how to grow our business. Mm-hmm. So I feel like for this podcast, we can just sit here and talk about whatever we want to talk about. And if people find it inspired, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. If not, that's okay too. Yeah. So today, Kirkland just started a new, what is it? Which he just started?
Poshmark store?
Yeah. So he has a store where he's selling his gently used clothes, right? My thing is, so Kirkland have a hard time self-promotion. And to me, at the end of the day, listen, if you're putting in the work, it's really hard. Yes, you can serve others if you broke, but it's kind of hard to serve while you're stressing. You can't give your audience you. You can't give them all of you if you're stressing. So if you're stressing over money, if you're stressing how you're going to get your bills paid, if you're stressing. How to do anything when it comes to money, it's going to be super hard. You won't be able to give your audience 100% because maybe you're going to give them 25, maybe you're going to give them 50, and the other 50 is going to be out here trying to make a dollar to pay the rent. So to me, you have to get into self-promotion. At the end of the day, it's people can support you if they don't know what you have going on. Like, I'm in awe. Like, how in the world have some of Kirkland's audience doesn't know he's a photographer?
I don't know why they don't know.
I know why.
Why?
Because your ass ain't promoting your business enough. I don't care. Get on social media and promote your business every single day.
Why she always feel like I'm not promoting my business enough? Multiple times per day.
Because I don't see you on my timeline.
Y'all tell me how many times y'all see me on y'all timeline.
Well, that's fine. They're the one that needs to see you, so I'm glad they're seeing you. I just feel like he needs to promote himself. Like, I don't care. I don't care what else you have going on. You can actually do both. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't be serving your audience and then you shouldn't serve them while trying to make money. You can do both. You can be pushing yourself, and you know, it's like, it's two different business. XL Shoots and XL Tribe, kind of one, but they're two separate. It's almost like I Am Princess and Shots by Princess. Out of those two businesses, there's one thing that they have in common.
You?
Me, Princess. So I can actually marry the two, which I do. And I feel like I do such an amazing job marrying Shots by Princess and Princess, because at the end of the day, I am the photographer. When people want me to talk about blogging, I'm the one that shows up. When my clients in a photo shoot done, I'm the one that showed up. And honestly, I can't show up for my clients if I'm sad, I'm desperate for money, I'm trying to do whatever people do to get money these days. I just want to sit on this computer and work. If I'm out shooting and I'm here, that's all I'm doing. So Kirkland Hawes.
Yeah.
What do you have to say with yourself?
I feel like I do promote. I feel like maybe the thing is, I feel like maybe I don't go as hard as you do. That might be the difference. But I feel like I hate feeling like I'm pushing things down your throat.
It will feel like you're pushing things at the beginning. It's gonna come to, I've always been an oversharer. I'm always sharing way too much. So I think the only difference is now I'm not sharing, oh my God, what is it I used to do? Good morning, I'm up, so I'm gonna get breakfast, I'm gonna go to work, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not sharing, oh, look what I ate today, look who I met with today. I don't do that anymore, but what I do is, oh, I have a new sale. I have new blog posts up. What I'm wearing, what a brand sent me. I'm talking about all things business. That is the only difference. Yes, honestly, Kirkland knows it. That's been a thing in our relationship. I've loved social media more than you've loved social media over the years. And that was before I had a business.
And I think that is why we've come to this place now.
That is why we come to this place now. But one thing we both have in this space, it's the same exact thing. We both have a business. You said why you don't put in the amount of work that I do. And it's not just social media. Same thing with your email list. We talk about this. Same thing of talking to people. I guess even when you first started carving events, like, you were scared to go up to people and say, can you take a picture?
No, I was not scared. I tell you all the time, I'm not that kind of photographer. I'm a candid photographer. I don't like the, can you pose for a photo? Cheese, everyone get together, fake smile. I don't like you, but I'm posing. Here you go. I don't like that.
I get that.
I like to catch you laughing, joking, having fun around the people you actually enjoy.
Child, I am an aggressive photographer when it comes to events, because at the end of the day, I'm going to get this shot and I'm going to send it to whoever invited me, whoever hired me, whoever paid me. I am going to send you some amazing photos. So, but I think one thing you said is I go harder in this whole thing. But we see the difference. I feel like you have to share. You have to share what you have going on. And you, when you become the guy that share, you're training your audience. Your audience doesn't wake up when they say, oh, Kirkland is going to post. I promise you, if I go 24 hours without posting, I will get at least 5 messages asking me, oh my God, are you okay? Like, my audience now expect posts from me.
So
if I go a whole week without doing a blog post, I will get asked, oh, you didn't do a blog post today? If I go a whole week without sending an email, someone will send me, I didn't get an email this week. Like, because that's what I do, so my audience expect it from me. So at the end of the day, forget self-promotion. These people are following you. These people follow because they want to see you. So if they have a problem with you promoting, sis, here's the unfollow. Here's the unfriend. Because y'all know I love Facebook. Just keep it moving. Like, I didn't ask you to follow me. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. But if you don't want to see my content, you have the choice of unfollowing.
I mean, I guess that's very true, but I mean, time has evolved.
Times have evolved.
I'm getting better with sharing more.
You are. I will say you are.
Sometimes it does. It's, I mean, when I, there's things I don't want to share and I don't share. I mean, I try not to only share the best parts. That's why when y'all see me on Instagram, sometimes I'm looking scruffy. I'm not, I kind of got over that idea that I always need to look, like, quote-unquote presentable every time. Mm-hmm. But I'm still, like, I'm still a little uncomfortable with the, like, here's my promo, you better take it! Like, it's, I'm getting there, I'm getting better every day. I'm trying to, like, push myself to, like, be more, like, hey, I do this too. Because I guess it's true. People can't book you if they don't know what you're doing. I get that. I totally
get. Yeah, people can support you if they don't know.
It's a journey.
Some people actually will have called you for something, but they didn't know you do it. So they call me, because they know I do it. I do everything. Just kidding. But yeah, so I think that's it. Like, at the end of the day, it's your job to promote your business for people to support you. Even if you promote it, there's still some people that's not gonna support you. I feel like the marketing thing? So, it used to take 7 times for someone. So they had to see the same thing 7 times. So I had to send the same damn email 7 times before Kiki said, "You know what? I'm gonna purchase this photo shoot that Princess is selling." But now, with the markets being, everyone is a photographer, everyone is a blogger's coach, everyone is a blogger, everyone is a, what else do I do, social media managers, everyone is an online boutique owner, everyone is everything. So now it takes 21 times of seeing something for the person to purchase.
That's a lot.
Which means, I need to keep sending this damn email about Chats by Princess. Blog 101.
21 times?
21 times. And I read that this morning.
That's a lot.
Yes. So, yeah. Promote your business. And, yes, it's not just... The 7 times doesn't just mean one thing. So, let's say you go on Facebook. You keep seeing the same thing. You go to Facebook, you see it. You go to Google, it's in your sidebar. You go to your blog, that's the ad. You go to your... Wherever you meet the person see you in person. So it doesn't mean you have to keep sharing on social media 21 times, but over time the person, like, you see that we had a conversation, or you search something, or it was in your email, before you know it, it's on your timeline, it's in your email, someone sent you the email. So it takes 21 times of seeing the same thing over and over. So it might take me sending the same thing for 21 days and I send it every single day for 21 days. And you were like, you like, you know what? I don't need a photo shoot.
Okay. Well, as my girl Shameless Maya says, I'm going
to... Out of Maya.
I'm going to do me boo-boo and be shameless.
Do you boo. This is your shameless year. Well, I guess 2019 is.
This is still my shameless year.
This actually is funny because I kept saying, there's a meme going on. I said, 2018 can still be your year. And actually, it can still be your year. We still have, 3 more months?
Less than 3 months.
November, December. Oh, you're right. We're in October.
Yeah.
Well, it is the beginning of October. It is October 4th. Technically 5th, but it's 11:52 while we're recording this.
By the it's time what guys, time?
10:52. Okay, please cut that out. It's 10:52.
Oh, no, guys. No. I thought the time changed for real. Because remember we talked about that earlier?
The time is gonna change on Sunday.
Okay.
Time normally changes on Sunday.
I don't know. I was confused.
And I feel like it's a little early on for the time to change. Don't you think? I don't know. I don't know when the time changed, but because I think it was listening to I think it was Kate Insta stories, and she was saying the time is gonna change.
Yeah.
Was that like, wait? I thought time changed on Sunday.
No time soon.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah. What else are we talking about?
I don't know, girl.
So, I broke a nail.
Uh-uh.
Just kidding.
No. Okay, guys. I think that's it for the our back episode.
We are back better than ever. Just kidding. But we are back.
We back.
And we are better, though.
Yes, because we took away the formats of things and we're just going to just...
We're just going to sit in chat.
Yeah, we're going to let you in on our chats. Our little daily chats that happen all day long.
All day long.
Literally.
Literally.
All right, guys. Well... Until next time, I'm XL Tribe. Follow me everywhere on the gram, on Facebook, on Tumblr, on Pinterest, on my Facebook page, on my Facebook group. Follow me on Poshmark. Where can you follow me at? I don't know. What are all the places you can this?
Well, I am Princess with triple I and triple S. And of course, you can find me all over the world.
Why
all over the internet?
Ah,
the
did y'all even know that's what www meant?
World Wide Web, yeah. The your cell phone, your apps, you name it. I'm talking Twitter, Facebook, IG, MailChimp.
I don't know what Twitter looks like.
Pinterest, Google Plus.
You still on Google
LinkedIn.
Plus?
Yeah, always posting Google Plus every day. I just share my blog posts. LinkedIn, I'm everywhere, honestly. As I am Princess, and of course, you can find my photography business, which is also Shots by Princess. You can find me on the blog, I am that Princess, you guys. Thank you for listening, and we're changing our day too. It's gonna be Friday, because that's going out next Friday or this Friday?
This tomorrow. Friday, girl. Tomorrow.
You know, tomorrow's Friday, like an hour.
Okay.
Okay. Well, our new posting day is Friday. Hopefully, we'll get it out to you every single Friday. So you have something to listen to that's a little fun. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And when, sometimes when we get, we can have drinks. We can toast.
Toast. She loves toasting. Y'all, until next time.
No. Toast to the weekend. Until next time, I am Princess. That's Kirkland.
That's not a bad
Bye.
Idea. Bye. Bye.